Craig, you've been awarded the FAW Clubman of the Year for your service to the Robins, all 12 or 13 years of it. You must be delighted.
Yeah, really proud. Come a little bit out of the blue for me, didn't expect it. Didn't really know too much about it, but having looked at some of the people who've won it in the past, it's a nice award to receive, and yeah, really proud.
And you know, as you said, I think it is your 12th or your 13th season. It's been a bit of a whirlwind few months for you, taking the captaincy as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's a new set of responsibilities for me, which I'm enjoying. Hopefully we can achieve something this season, be it a cup run or maybe getting into the playoffs and then ending up in Europe like we did a couple of years ago. So fingers crossed for a good season for us.
And you know, I imagine there's been a lot of memories over that 12 or 13 years, not the first few. There was a few tough years down the bottom, but the last few years has been some good memories.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think the first few years have stood people like myself and some of the other lads who were around during the tough times. They've served us well and we've stuck together and we've got good team spirit, which I think has ended up in us having the good times and getting into Europe and Welsh Cup final, and hopefully it can continue.
And you know, over that time, any sort of standout moments league wise and sort of cup wise?
It's got to be the run to the playoffs that we had, and then getting into Europe. We scored a last minute goal down in Port Talbot, and then away at ABBA in the final against a local rival was nice, and then the European games were just something else. Just can't experience anything like that, and hopefully we can do it again.
And you mentioned their arrival, you played for them for 2 years, left and come back. Was it a good 2 years you enjoyed down there?
Yeah, enjoyed it. It was a good experience, good to get away and experience a different club and how they run things, but I always felt that I'd come back, and luckily I did, and hopefully I'm still here for a few years to come.
And you know, we lost Shane last summer, he'd been here for near enough 10 years, and you're sort of one of the ones that have been here throughout. It's quite a testament to yourself in the day and age in the Welsh Premier League and in football in general, where people don't really stay anywhere too long, and you've stayed here for 10 plus years.
Yeah, no one else wants me, to be honest. No, I think a lot of people come and go at football clubs. It's a ruthless business. I'm lucky enough to live in the town and got a good relationship with the managers I've played under, so fingers crossed I can stay here for a few more.
And you know, that's one of the things that we sort of pride ourselves on, the fact that you've got up to sort of 10 lads who are, if not Newtown based, Powys based, which is sets us aside from other clubs, really.
I think so, and it gives us a strong base to work from, especially if the core of the team is from around the area. It gives a little bit more, it means something more to the players. Not saying it doesn't to the players from away, because I'm sure it does, but I think it does add that extra little ingredient.
And that trophy, where's that going to be placed in the Williams household, alongside many other trophies, I imagine?
Some of mine, some of Jess's, many of Jess's actually, so it'll go up somewhere. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest, just a bit fixed on the game today, a bit disappointed after the result, but yeah, get home and pop it up on a nice place in the house.
Cup game Tuesday night, be nice to put that League Cup next to it come March.
Yeah, definitely. It's something we haven't really had a run in over the last number of years, to be honest. We've always ended up going out a little bit soft in the early rounds, so got a good chance home to Holywell on Tuesday, so hopefully we can have a few fans here and score a few goals.